All right. We've now been joined by Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota. We will start with questions for Martin. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name or affiliation. Who would like to kick us off? Okay, Lee.
LeeSpencerRacingBoys.com. The pictures of you guys with Ryan this week were just absolutely, I mean, it just kind of took your breath away. And I'm sure giving your love of your fellow friend driver, you guys were equally just kind of relieved.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was cool to just get down there and see him, you know, and just make sure he's okay. And, you know, really, Sherry and I both just wanted him to know that we were there for him if he needed anything. And it was cool. It was good to see how good a shape he was in, and it was a little surprising as well. And you know, we were planning fishing trips already, so it was a fun visit to hang out. And been talking to him throughout the week, obviously, and he's doing good. I feel like he'll be back before anybody thinks he could. So he's a tough son of a gun, and he's in good spirits and hanging out with his family, so he's doing well.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. What was Sherry's reaction when Ryan walked out?
Just happy, you know, surprised, happy. I think everybody was shocked at just how quick he got out of the hospital. So, you know, just relieved, to be honest. You know, anytime any competitor, you know, is in a situation like that, it hits close to home because you know it could be you at any time. And I think, you know, that's kind of the sentiment throughout the garage. You know, for us, it was a little more so, I guess, because he's such a close friend, you know. And so just good to see that he's okay, honestly.
And then to follow up on a second question, to go back into racing, your first year without Cole Pern, Speed Weeks, how did that go with the new crew chief?
Yeah, I was really happy with the way things went. I feel like we really picked up right where we left off. You know, James is doing a great job. He's, you know, just calm, cool, collected, prepared. I felt like yesterday was probably one of the best practices we've ever had. And, you know, just ready to go. You know, car was close off the trailer, and we didn't have to do a whole lot to it. So, yeah, I feel like he's doing a great job. He's working hard in the shop, and, you know, our whole team looks up to him, and that's a big part of this deal. So things are going as usual, and hopefully we can continue that throughout the weekend.
All right. Up front here. Thank you.
Michelle Kane, ABC Good Morning America. How lucky do you think Newman was to basically walk away from that accident, and why do you think he was able to?
Well, I'd say, you know, part of it's luck, a lot of it's NASCAR safety and the things in these race cars that, you know, were able to, you know, to help him get through it. And you know, he's got no neck and a big hard head, so that helped for sure. And, yeah, I told him this week, you're lucky you're a hard-headed son of a gun. But, yeah, just, you know, all those things, and God was riding with him. You know, what else can you say? It was a scary wreck for sure. And hopefully we don't have to worry about things like that in the future. But, you know, we just got to figure out a way to keep the cars on the ground.
All right. Additional questions for Martin? Okay. Jeff, and then back up to Lee.
Jeff Clark from The Athletic. So, you know, does this leave you – like shaken or rattled after seeing something like that? You know, when you guys go to Talladega or Daytona next time, you know, is this kind of thing going to be in the back of your head? How do you as drivers move forward after this?
It's just, you know, part of the job, part of what we do. You know, I think everybody that steps in a race car understands that there's a potential risk of injury. You know, that's just part of the deal. And I feel like a lot of people have gotten numb to it over the years just because of, you know, the cars have gotten so safe. But there's still, you know, always that potential for danger. So I think that's why we sign waivers when we get in these things.
All right, Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. Steve O'Donnell, when he was in here earlier, he says he doesn't expect to see any changes to the overtime rules and things of that nature. But it seems if you looked at, you know, the car counts and the carnage that occurred in overtime at Daytona and other places as well, my question to you is, do you believe that we need to have as many overtime situations? I mean, I understand the fans want the racing and the finish to be decided on the racetrack, but You know, is it kind of a necessary evil right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, the race distance rules are what they are. You know, as drivers, I think there's a lot of guys that, you know, kind of drive beyond the limits. I feel like sometimes we get out there in those super speedways and guys think it's a video game, you know, and if you crash, you just hit reset. And that's really not the case, as we've seen Sunday or Monday night. So we could literally go all day without crashing if everybody said, I'm not going to wreck. You know, if somebody makes a bad move, I'm going to lift. I'm not going to, you know, push harder than I think I can. So I don't know. Rules are what they are. We go race and see what happens. Hopefully, you know, like I said, I feel like, you know, in the case of Ryan's crash, it was, you know, not something that normally happens. Just the way he got hit was so unlucky. I mean, it was the worst possible scenario, I feel like, that you could possibly get hit in when you're upside down. So, I don't know if – hopefully we never see that again, but I definitely think we could do a better job of drivers is not crashing the whole field. It's really not that difficult to not cause a crash.
All right, go ahead.
Just to follow up again, Newman's been a huge advocate for safety. You know, obviously they have the Newman bar. Has he talked to you about any other kind of side ideas he's had for improvements with the cars or anything like that?
No, we haven't talked at all about those things. Honestly, we just talked about other stuff and, you know, trying to get him back to the track and things like that.
We'll go back to Lee.
Lee Spencer, Racing Poise. Do you have any idea what was the issue with the Toyotas and why they needed to go through inspection as much as they did? And Kyle said he expects to be starting from the rear of the field for tomorrow's race. Do you anticipate the same dilemma?
No, we will not be. We'll be starting, I guess, second. So we had a little issue with the rear toe going through the first time and then past the second. So we should be good to go. I'm not sure what the issues are now.
All right, any final questions for Martin?
Thank you all.
All right, thanks for hustling in. Thank you.